Yesterday, when I exported this podcast, well, not this episode of this podcast, but yesterday's episode of this podcast, I never unmuted the theme song track because I record live with my speakers on. So if I don't mute the theme song while I'm recording, then it, you know, can get picked up over the microphone and come at the wrong time. So I mute it, but then I forgot to unmute it, which I never have done before. But I promise you it won't happen this time. I promise I won't leave my theme song muted. Anyway, here's the theme song. See, you knew I was going to do that, but did you know that I'm never going to play it? Just kidding. I did encourage listeners yesterday who wrote to me online to sing the theme song where it goes, and that's specifically right here. Nah, I'm messing with you again. I bet you never thought I would interrupt.
Your Daily Lex.
Interrupt myself. You know what I'm proud of is that I didn't actually interrupt myself. Well, I guess I did technically interrupt myself, but I didn't do it with editing. I did it just with my, anyway. Okay. So what a day it's been already, this Tuesday, October 29th. The thoughts I wanted to share on this episode of the podcast included the following. I love watching a couple different piano improvisers on YouTube. There's one guy, Marcus Veltri, who will go on, he used to go on Omegle, but now that that doesn't exist, he goes on other services and he's like, tell me a song you want me to play. And he'll listen to it for a few seconds, or if he already knows it, he'll just start playing it. And then once he listens to it, he can just start playing it because he has perfect pitch. And there's another guy who does the same thing named Frank Tedesco. Every once in a while, they've done a video together, but Frank does basically the same shtick as Marcus, but Frank doesn't have perfect pitch. He has relative pitch, which to me means he has to work a little bit harder in some ways to figure out what he's doing. And I find it very impressive. All this reminds me of Rock Band, the video game that Liam loved, where you use fake instruments to play songs, to play real songs. And, you know, if I played that game without Liam, which I had done in the past, I would, play on difficulty settings that matched my skill level. But Liam's like, no, we got to play on expert. And Liam is an expert, right? Liam can play the drums, which are basically just playing the drums on the expert level, no problem. And, you know, he has the pro guitar, which has all the frets and all the strings. And that one takes him some time to learn. He can't just watch a song and play it. He's got to listen to it and do the training that the game offers when he's using that. But if he's using, you know, the 5-button guitar or whatever to play guitar or bass, or we have the keyboard, when he's using those, he can just do it at expert almost 100% of the time. Rarely he'll have to play a song more than once if it's got a very complicated guitar solo or whatever. I'm not that good, but when we play together, he's got very specific rules. No, you've got to play it on expert, and we're going to do every song with you, meaning me, on guitar and me on bass, or you on keyboard and me on drums. And every once in a while, we'll get to a song that's just too hard for me. And he understands that I can't do what he can do. So when we do songs that are really difficult, let's say where Liam's on drums and I'm on the keyboard, and there's a keyboard part that I just can't handle, he'll pause the song and we'll swap for that section of the song and then go back. Because he's really talented. It's kind of crazy. He also is now very easy to shop for because Hanukkah is coming in the not too distant future. And I've gotten him, he doesn't know it, so don't tell him. He doesn't listen to this podcast, but I've gotten him a couple different other Rock Band games and Band Hero games that we don't already own. So I'm a good dad, I guess is my point. He also loves to do the 83 song set list in Rock Band. I think it's 3. And we have to do every single song, and we have to take turns on who sings the lead vocals and who sings the harmony. And it's a whole thing. It's very complicated, but rules are rules. And so, of course, I follow them. We go through them all. And then when I was rehearsing for Bad Boy, I was like, I'm not going to sing today. Like, I know that you want to keep going through songs 75 to 83 of the set list, but you have to sing all of them. I'm not going to sing harmonies. I'm not going to sing lead. I'm saving my voice for Bad Boy. And he was very unhappy about this and only relented and allowed it when we agreed that when we get to those songs again, as we go through the set list a second time, since we're going through the full set list again, but this time on different instruments, that I will sing all the songs I missed last time. Anyway, it's very complicated to play Rock Band with Liam, I guess, is my point. There's a bunch of new Apple stuff out today, which I'm imagining we'll talk about on today's episode of The Rebound that we're recording just 9 minutes from when I'm recording this. That new purple iMac that they put out yesterday, boy, I do love a purple iMac. I'm not going to buy one because I don't need a purple iMac, but that's a great looking computer. You know what else is great looking? You, my dear friend. You look great. And I know that for sure because you're listening to this podcast, which I find to be a very attractive quality. also got a haircut today. I find getting haircuts terrifying, which I never used to do. But after the bad haircut I got 2 haircuts ago, I'm scared of everybody. This one went okay. The guy really wanted to be in conversation. And he's like, is this your first time here? And I'm like, yes. And he's like, where'd you used to go? And I'm like, I used to go to this other place. And it sucked because I had a really bad haircut experience there. And he's like, you're not the first person to tell me that. I think he would have said that no matter what haircut place I mentioned, but whatever. But he really wanted to find something to talk about. And we concluded that we both liked the NFL. But he likes the Raiders and I like the Eagles. And if you're not an NFL fan, or even if you are, it's basically like foreign countries. Like we had surprisingly little to discuss about this because he could talk to me about players on his team. But I don't really know him because I don't pay attention to his team. I pay attention to my team. But we got through it and the haircut was okay. I think in a couple of days it'll be even better. But Listen, I didn't have a mullet, but I was getting a little bit too Rapunzel-y in the back of my head, and I didn't like it. And now I'm not, so well done. Anyway, happy Tuesday. You're the greatest. And again, I apologize for missing the theme song yesterday, but here it is, me singing my name in harmony. Did you get fooled that time?
Lex.